I'm Tracy Ellis with your 20th District Legislative Update with Senator John Braun. One of your goals this legislative session is to restore public safety, but it seems like you're fighting majority Democrats on this. They just passed a bill in the Senate that makes it easier for violent criminals to get out of prison. What are your thoughts on that?
I think this is a terrible move for our state, especially when we've seen the levels of crime increase across the board, from property crime to violent crime. They're all up by double digits, in some cases 50, 60, 70, 80%. I think the public's is going to find this unacceptable. And I think it's another case of the majority acting as the elite that know better than everyone else. So they're not listening to the public concern about the safety of their families, the safety of their kids. They're fundamentally disconnected from the people who have to live with the results of this bill. You know, some folks are referring to these as luxury beliefs because they want to advocate for it and pass bills that do this, but they don't have to live with the consequences. Well, let me tell you, the people that do have to live with the consequences are pretty fed up right now. They're frustrated that the majority in Olympia are not listening to them on public issues, not recognizing that the policies they're putting in place are making Washington unsafe for working families across our state.
Another one of your goals is returning affordability. How do you go about doing that?
We should be looking at every bill we bring up through the lens of affordability. We have working families, especially middle and low income families across our state that are having a lot of trouble. We have 7% inflation nationwide, 7.6 here in Washington, among the highest in the country, as a result of policies put in place by the Democratic majority that are making it unaffordable to live in Washington, whether it's food or gas or housing or the heat for your housing. We're making it unaffordable. You know, 6-7 months ago, if you were on the edge, you could just barely afford food and to pay your rent. Today, you can't, and you're having to make really tough decisions. And instead of addressing that by reducing regulation, reducing taxes, by making it more affordable to live in the state of Washington, the majority has put forward bill after bill that is adding to the cost. And they don't have to be a lot, but it all adds up over time to make it more and more unaffordable to live here in the state of Washington.
With your 20th District Legislative Update, I'm Tracy Ellis with Senator John Braun.